This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Britain has tightened COVID restrictions after finding two cases of the new Omicron variant of the virus. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson explained the fears of top scientists and the government, saying the strain appears to spread very rapidly and can be spread by people who are fully vaccinated. As a result, Johnson's government has imposed new measures to slow down the spread of the new variant, requiring anyone to entering the country to be tested for the virus and self-isolate until they have a negative result. News reports in Italy and Germany say both of those countries have confirmed cases of the Omicron variant. The Italian news agency La Presse says an Italian who traveled to Mozambique tested positive for the variant. Another case was found in a patient in a hospital in Milan. In Germany, two travelers are reported to have tested positive for the Omicron variant, and Israel has said it will ban the entry of all foreigners into the country and reintroduce phone tracking technology to contain the spread of the virus. The ban goes into effect late Sunday local time. A court in Siberia on Saturday remanded five people in custody for 2 months to face charges related to a mining accident that killed more than 50 people this week. Three managers of the Listvyaznaya mine, including its director, were ordered to remain in custody until late January for flouting industrial safety standards, according to a spokesperson for the regional prosecutor's office. The accident was likely caused by a methane explosion, according to regional authorities. It killed 51 people, including five rescuers. This is VOA News. Sudanese military sources say six Sudanese soldiers were killed on Saturday in an attack by Ethiopian forces on a Sudanese army post near the border between the countries. Ethiopian government spokesperson Legesse Tulu did not immediately respond to a request from Reuters seeking comment from the Ethiopian side. Sudan's army said in an earlier statement on Facebook that groups of the Ethiopian army and militias attacked its forces in Al-Fashaga al-Sugra, which resulted in deaths. It did not provide any details about the death toll. Skirmishes erupted in Serbia on Saturday between police and anti-government demonstrators who blocked roads and bridges in the Balkan country in protest over new laws they say favor interests of foreign investors, devastating the environment. Hundreds of people on Saturday gathered in the capital, Belgrade, and in the northern city of Novi Sad, as well as other locations, to block main bridges and roads for 1 hour in what organizers described as a warning blockade. They pledged further protests if the laws on property expropriation and referendum weren't withdrawn. Police officers blocked the demonstrators from reaching the bridges, which led to clashes between the two sides. Organizers said a number of people were detained. Police said earlier warned that blocking bridges is illegal. Police arrested 67 people in the Iranian city of Isfahan on Saturday in protest in the over the drying up of the Zayanda Rud River. Police General Hassan Karami told reporters that there were 2,000 to 3,000 protesters and said police had arrested, quote, 67 of the main actors and agitators behind the troubles. Demonstrations have been taking place since November 9th in Isfahan, some 340 kilometers to the south of Tehran. Farmers and others have been rallying on the riverbed as they protest water shortages. Iran's government has blamed the water shortage on drought. Critics say it's also due to mismanagement. Protesters say authorities have diverted water from the city to supply a neighboring province. The Fars news agency said farmers and local authorities had struck a deal on Thursday over water distribution. And hundreds of barges of illegal gold miners are navigating along the Madeira River in the Brazilian Amazon. Researchers say they pose a threat of pollution for the broader environment. The barges were spotted this week by the municipality of Otazes, some 120 kilometers from the city of Manaus, the capital of Amazonas state. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.